Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." The Greatest Victory Parade. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. What do a July 4th parade, a Thanksgiving parade, a Christmas parade, and even a Super Bowl victory parade all have in common? They celebrate something. A long time ago on a Sunday, there was a very different kind of parade for Jesus. It didn't have marching bands or big floats, but people were shouting praises and making a special procession for him. They laid palm branches and coats on the road in front of Jesus to honor him. But why? The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 21, verses 4 and 5, this took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey." The people shouted praises because they recognized Jesus as their king. But what kind of king was he? Jesus rode into Jerusalem as a gentle king. He didn't come to take power or force people to follow him. Later that week, he wore a crown of thorns, not gold. He came to pay for the sins of the world, not to demand anything from us. Jesus is a very different kind of king. He loves you, even when you don't always listen. He rules all things for your good, even when you think you know better. Sometimes we try to make up our own rules. That's called sin, and sin must be punished. Here's why we can praise Jesus just like the people in that parade. Jesus is a king who came to serve, not to be served. As your king, he serves you through his word and sacraments. As your king, he watches over you and protects you. As your king, he rules over everything for your good. And most importantly, he paid the price so you can be with him forever in heaven. Next time you see a parade, think of Jesus. Think of the greatest victory parade when he rode into Jerusalem as your king, and then went to the cross to win the victory over sin, death, and the devil. We pray to our King. Dear Jesus, thank you for being our humble King. Forgive us for the times we don't want to follow you. Help us listen to you and trust that you are always caring for us and protecting us. Thank you for winning the victory over sin and death. Help us praise you with our words and actions every day. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.